Chairman.
And Mr. Hazlitt will be next. And Mr. Kirshner.
Ladies and gentlemen, time is so scarce, and I have so few things to tell you, so little things to tell you, that I think with a couple of minutes it'll be okay. I just wanted to call the attention, your attention, on a certain point that I think has not been stressed sufficiently by the speakers, with the exception of Mr. Gether, Mr. George Gether, who has just spoken. The point's well known to all of you, but the case I want to make is the case of the free banking. Without free banking, in my opinion, no monetary system can well function. Not even a monetary system based on the most strictest rules of the gold standard. If you don't have a free banking system, free banking, you will always have inflation. And inflation must, by force, give way to to booms. And booms always finish with a depression. The monetary authorities of the 19th century, although they were more or less, by and large, working under a gold standard system, made inflation. They did inflate their currency through banking money, through deposit currency, as you all well know. The banks, because they were protected, could give more credits, open more deposits than the money they had received from their shareholders and their clients. If there had been, instead of a few mastodontic organizations, banking organizations, if instead of them we had a really free banking system with many organizations, none of this could have happened. Because free banking is based on confidence. And confidence is the thing you most easily lose in a market economy. That's why a free banking system must take great care not to make inflation, because then it's committing suicide. In the case of state banks or parastatal state banks, things are completely different. They can freely inflate. Why? Because they got the treasury behind them. And the only thing I want you to consider, to remember, is that all the deflation, all the depressions that the 19th century suffered were caused by banking inflation. So, if we do not want to have depressions, we have to go back to the gold standard. But that is not enough. We must also have a free banking system for all. That's all. Thank you very much.